evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here at BayCare Ballpark, the spring training home of the Philadelphia Phillies, getting set for Game 5 of this six-game set between the Clearwater Threshers and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Clearwater clinched the series victory in last night's game, keeping the Blue Jays lineup in fits for the fourth consecutive night with a 4-1 win. It was another instance of this series where the Blue Jays lineup just couldn't string anything together until it was too late. Dunedin only had three innings last night with a runner in scoring position, and they came up empty in two of them. Despite out-hitting the Threshers 7-6, the Blue Jays were held to just a lone run in the ninth, but for the third time in four games, Dunedin brought the tying run at least to the plate, loading the bases but coming up short. With how this series has played out so far, it's made the Blue Jays' chances of clinching a playoff spot in the first half next to impossible. Last night's loss dropped the Blue Jays back under 500 for the first time since May the 3rd, with them losing a series for the first time as well since opening weekend in Fort Myers. But elsewhere around the Florida State League last night, Daytona swept their doubleheader with Palm Beach, 3-0 in Game 1 and 8-7 in Game 2. St. Lucie also swept their doubleheader with Fort Myers, 9-4 in Game 1 and 1-0 in Game 2. Tampa walked off Bradenton on a wild pitch in a ninth-inning comeback. They beat the Marauders 7-6. And then Jupiter and Lakeland, they were postponed. They're playing Game 1 of a doubleheader right now as we speak. Now look at the standings real quick, and we'll start in the East as always. The Palm Beach Cardinals lead that division by just a half game. The Cardinals are 28-21 in Jupiter. With that doubleheader, they're 27-21. They could tie it up and have a chance at the lead in that division, depending on what the Clearwater, or rather what the Cardinals do in their game today with Game 2 of Jupiter's doubleheader. Daytona is third. They're 21-28, seven games back of first place. And St. Lucie's kind of getting it together right now. They're 15-33, but they've trimmed that margin down. They're 6-4 in their last 10, now 12.5 games back of first. The Threshers in the West, they lead that division, 35-13. They're 8.5 games up on the second place Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, 27-22 the Mighty Muscles are. In third are the Bradenton Marauders. They're a game over 500 at 25-24, 10.5 back of Clearwater. Your Blue Jays, like I said, back under 500 for the first time since May 3rd. They're 24-25, 11.5 back of the Threshers. Tampa's fifth. They're a half game up over the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Tampa at 21-28, 14.5 back. And the Flying Tigers are 20-28, 15 games back of Clearwater. And now on to tonight. Alex McFarland makes his ninth start of the season for the Threshers. The 21-year-old was the Phillies' fourth-round pick last year out of the University of Miami. On the year, he's 0-3 with a 4.06 ERA in 31 1/3 innings of work. He's got some great stuff, but his command has been an issue so far this year, and that was the case when we saw him at TD Ballpark on May the 12th. In that start, McFarland went just 3 2/3, giving up three runs all earned on three hits and four walks. And for the Blue Jays, Donnie Murphy hands the ball off to Eliander Alcalde, making his seventh start and ninth total appearance of the year for the Blue Jays. The 19-year-old out of Venezuela is 2-1 when he gets to the decision with a 3.73 ERA. And in his only start against Clearwater on May 14th, he was outstanding. It was his best start of the year by far, giving up a run in the first inning, but throwing the next five innings scoreless while striking out a total of six Clearwater Threshers. Just one roster move to make note of. That would be Raquelman DeCastro. Infielder is back from extended spring training. And he's not in the lineup tonight, but he is available off the bench. And now for the lineups. First for the Threshers, managed by Marty Malloy. They look like this. Batting first in center field, Justin Crawford. Batting second in left, Amarion Boyd. Batting third, the shortstop, Brian Rincon. Batting fourth in right field, Gabriel Rincones Jr. Batting fifth at third base, Otto Kemp. Batting sixth, their first baseman, Chad Castillo. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jordan Disson. Batting eighth, the DH, Jordan Viers. And rounding out the order for the Threshers, batting ninth, the shortstop, Eric Brito. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. The boys look like this tonight. Batting first in center field, Jaden Rudd. Batting second at second, MLB rehabber, Santiago Espinal. Batting third, the DH tonight, Tucker Thoman. Batting fourth at third base, Ryan McCarty. Batting fifth in left field, Roque Salinas. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Glenn Santiago. Batting seventh in right field, Robert Robertis. Batting eighth, making his first start for the Blue Jays at shortstop, Luis Garcia. And rounding out the order for you Blue Jays, batting ninth, the catcher, Nick Deschamps. That'll do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back before first pitch, which should be in about 9 or so minutes, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are getting set for Game 5 of this six-game set between the Clearwater Threshers and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Alex McFarland is on the bump for the Threshers tonight, making his ninth start on the year. He's 0-3 so far this season with a 4.06 ERA. And he got hit up a little bit in his only start against these Blue Jays on May the 12th. It's going to be Jaden Rudd, Santiago Espinal, and Tucker Thoman. Top three in the Blue Jays order to get things going. The righty out of the windup kicks, fires, first pitch taken off the plate outside for a ball 1-0. And we're underway here at 6:33. A couple minutes late due to a prolonged national anthem and color guard ceremony, with it being first responders night here at BayCare Ballpark. That one in there for a called strike evens it up 1-1. Jaden Rudd on the year batting 231. He takes that one low and inside. Now a 2-1 count. Two home runs on the year for Rudd, 10 RBIs. This Blue Jays lineup looking to shake off the rust that they've been dealing with over these last couple days. They've managed just 7 runs in the first 4 games of this series. Clearwater's taken all 4 games. They've clinched the series already. Now the righty kicks, fires, caught and a miss. Counts full, 3-2. Time called at the plate by Rudd. This is a challenge game. Alex Lowry behind the plate. He'll call the balls and strikes, and we'll go to ABS if either the pitcher, batter, or catcher feel that Alex Lowry was incorrect with his call. Out of the windup, the 3-2 pitch. Caught and a miss on that inside slider. Down swinging goes Rudd. Strikeout number 1 for Alex McFarland. Let's take a look at the defense for the Threshers. In the outfield left to right, Amarion Boyd, Justin Crawford, and Gabriel Rincones Jr. Along that infield, third to first, Otto Kemp at third, Brian Rincon at short, Eric Burrito at second base, and Chad Castillo at first with Jordan Disson behind the plate. First pitch to Santiago Espinal, taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Espinal 2 of 6 in his 2 games that he's played down here in Dunedin, trying to get back in game-ready form to get up to Toronto, rejoin the Major League club. That one in there for a called strike, 98-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-1. Now out of the windup, the pitch, checking his swing, it was called a strike. Now 1-2 count to Espinal. Ball and 2 strikes. The righty out of the windup, the pitch. That one ripped towards left, and that's going to be caught by the shortstop, Brian Rincon, on a line. Moved a few feet over to his right, stuck out that glove, made the grab, and it's 2 up, 2 down. Now Tucker Thoman's going to step in. Switch hitting. He's batting from the left side here. Tonight's DH for the Blue Jays. Ready kicks, fires, first pitch, fouled back to the screen. 98, he was right on time with it, but just couldn't make a good connection. 0-1 to start him off. This entire Blue Jays lineup has been struggling this entire series. Like I said, just 7 runs through the first 4 games. With Clearwater winning the first 4, the Blue Jays have lost a series for the first time since opening weekend in Fort Myers. It's the first 6-game series that the Blue Jays have lost. They'll try to salvage the last 2 games and get back above 500, currently at 24-25, under 500 for the first time since May 3rd. Caught in the midst of that high heater. Now 1-2, the count to Toman. Time called at the plate by Toman. Two up, two down, now a 1-2 count. McFarland looking in, starts that windup. The pitch. That one fouled back into the left, up and out of play. Toman will stay alive, he'll see another pitch. This is the first game of this series that we haven't had any rain today. So the winds are shifted. They're blowing due south. As there's a 1-2, that one fouled off left side again. Blowing left to right, maybe a little bit towards the right field line. It'll kill the power for right-handed hitters in this ballgame. The 1-2, that one just missed off the plate. Toman watches it go by. That evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch by McFarland. That one off the plate. Another full count. Three balls, two strikes. The payoff pitch by McFarland. That one fouled off. Toman fighting a few off, staying alive here. He'll see another. That fastball's been consistent so far tonight, 98 every time. McFarland did struggle with his command against the Blue Jays on May 12th. Now in a soft tapper above the mound. That's going to be a tough play for Brito. The throw to first is in time. They got him. What a play there by Brito. Off-balance throw charging in from second base, and that'll end the inning. Three up, three down, go the Blue Jays. It'll be Eleander Acalde on the bump for Dunedin when we get back here for the bottom half of the first. No score here at BayCare Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network on the road here in Clearwater.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get in right. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking alright. TK jeans on, skin skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Real low, low. I know we just met, but girl, let's roll.
This is Ian Churchill, and you are listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
We're back here, bottom half of the first. Eleander Acalde on the bump for your Blue Jays, making his seventh start of the year, ninth total appearance. 2-1 on the season with a 3.73 ERA through 31 and a third innings of work. 38 Ks in those 31 and a third innings as well. 19-year-old righty out of Venezuela, he'll start off against Justin Crawford, who will be followed by Amarion Boyd and Brian Rincon, the top three in this Threshers order. Acalde glove to face. Now he starts the windup. First pitch fouled back to the screen. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-1 to start off Crawford. Crawford's been a nuisance all series long. Batting 336 on the year. Yet to hit home run, but 24 RBIs. And out of the windup, Acalde, that one sent high towards right center. That could be trouble. Over towards the gap, that's going to be one hop in the wall. Picked up by Jaden Rudd. Now heading towards third is Crawford, and he's going to get there standing up. The throw comes a little bit late by Garcia on the relay. And now a leadoff triple for Justin Crawford. Just like that, Clearwater threatening in the first inning yet again here in this series.
Heading second
Justin Crawford showing off the speed, something that he's very well known for. Now the infield will come in for the Blue Jays, and Acalde is going to have some work to do to keep Clearwater off the board in this half inning. Amarion Boyd stepping in, batting 270. That one hit him. Went off the elbow guard and then off the mitt of Nick Deschamps. And just like that, runners on the corners. First two threshers both reach base. Now runners on first and third for Brian Rincon. Rincon on the year batting 231, 5 home runs, 23 RBIs. Corners will stay in for the Blue Jays. Middle infield going back to double play depth. Now move over to first, close play, and Boyd back in time. Would not be surprised at all if we saw Boyd take off at some point in this at-bat. This Clearwater team, as if you've listened, you know, is extremely aggressive. That one lifted high towards center. Medium depth. Jaden Rudd's going to make the grab. That's going to score Justin Crawford easily. Throw's going to go to second. And Clearwater takes the first lead of the game. Brian Rincon does enough to put Clearwater on the board here in the first. A 1-0 lead now, one on, one away for Gabriel Rincones Jr. Let's take a quick look at the defense for the Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, Roque Salinas, Jaden Rudd, and Robert Robertes. Along that infield, third to first, Ryan McCarty at third, Luis Garcia at shortstop, Santiago Espinal at second base, and Glenn Santiago at first with Nick Deschamps behind the plate. Righty-lefty matchup, first pitch to Rincones Jr., the changeup. He's out in front of it, 0-1. Clearwater is now taking the first lead as there's a move over to first, and no, not in time. Really close play again. The Blue Jays have had some issues with Davion Fry's calls on the base paths on pickoff moves to first base, and I think they're going to have an issue with that one as well. I thought they got him. Now the righty kicks, fires, checking his swing. Did he go around? He did. Now down 0-2 is Rincones Jr. Clearwater's taking the first lead in 4 out of the 5 games of the series. Now move over, and they got him. Amarion Boyd was not ready for that move to first. And when he tried diving back in, he stumbled, not reaching the bag. So Glenn Santiago got to apply the tag very easily to Boyd. And now he'll head back to the dugout. 2 down, nobody on for Rincones Jr. 0-2 count, the pitch. That one just off the plate. One-two count. Blue Jays pitchers have been fantastic all year long on pickoff attempts. That was showcased just now by Acalde. That one in on the hands. Blooper towards right, and Espinal can't stab the glove at it. A two-out single for Gabriel Rincones Jr. Bloops one in there just past the outstretched glove of Santiago Espinal. That'll see the inning continue, and that brings up Otto Kemp. Rincones Jr., more known for his power, but able to just send that one in there, basically throwing a dart in the right field. Now, first pitch to Otto Kemp, cut and a miss, 0-1. 93-mile-an-hour fastball there by Acalde. Rincones is also a threat to steal over there at first base. 18 of 21 on the season. And that one in there for a strike. Right on the outside corner, it's 0-2. Acalde pitching out of the stretch here. Rincones with his lead. There he goes. That one fouled back to the screen. No balls and two strikes. Clearwater still with three out of the top four stolen base leaders on their squad. Boyd, Crawford, and Rincones Jr. And there he goes again. That one off the plate outside. The throw by Deschamps is not going to get him. Gabriel Rincones Jr. with his 19th stolen bag of the year. And now he's in scoring position. A 1-2 count of the plate to Kemp. That is the bread and butter of this Threshers lineup. It's why they've been so effective offensively. That one blooped over towards right, and Santiago Espinal is going to be able to get underneath for the third out of the inning. So Clearwater scores one. They leave one in scoring position, and we'll head to the top half of the second. 1-0 Threshers lead. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. Oh. The way I breathe you in. Hey. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby. Never let you go. Oh. And I see you. There's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. And give you my whole life. My girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a college torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her. Left her baggage for a mover. We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Ryan McCarty's going to lead things off for Dunedin. McCarty, Salinas, and Santiago, 4-5-6 hitters, middle third of this order. Righty-righty matchup, first pitch by McFarland. It is off the plate outside with a 93-mile-an-hour cutter or two-seam. I can't remember which one he's got. Now the 1-0. That one right on the outside corner, 96 that time with a four-seamer. Ryan McCarty on the year batting 222, two home runs, 13 RBIs. Now ground ball left side, diving pickup, and it went off the glove of Kemp and into left field. I thought he was able to corral it in. Ball disappeared behind him for a second, but it trickled its way into left field for the first hit of the ball game for Dunedin. Ryan McCarty's on to start off this second inning. That'll put a runner on. Nobody out for Roque Salinas. Righty-lefty matchup with the left-handed hitting left fielder. First pitch, that one off the plate outside, 1-0. Roque so far this year batting 175, a home run, 12 RBIs. Now McFarland pitching out of the stretch for the first time today. Kicks, fires. That one lifted towards left. Omarion Boyd's going to be able to move just a few feet in and make the grab for out number one. That'll bring up Glenn Santiago. One on and one away. Righty-righty matchup. McFarland comes set. First pitch to Santiago. He watches that one go by inside corner for a strike. 0-1 to start him off. Glenn on the year batting 225. He's been struggling a bit as of late. Now a tapper left side. That's going to be picked up by Kemp. He'll have to go to first with it. Throw is going to be in time to get Santiago. And moving over to second now in scoring position is Ryan McCarty. 5-3 on the putout. That brings up Robert Robertis, the right fielder tonight. Runner on second, two down. Robertis stepping in for the first time. Blue Jays with a chance to tie up this ballgame here in this second. Try and answer back after Clearwater took the lead in the first. First pitch to Robertis, taking off the plate outside. 1-0 to start him off. Now that one taken low and outside. 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes. The righty comes set. The pitch. That one right of the knees called a strike. 2-1 now to left-handed hitting right fielder. Robertis, 3 of 11 so far in this series, playing in his fourth game. And he watches that one go by just off the plate. He's got a 3-1 count. Luis Garcia, tonight's shortstop, waiting on deck. Three balls and a strike. McFarland comes set. He's looking right over towards second. McCarty taking his lead. Caught and a miss at that fastball, and that'll make it full. Third full count for McFarland already. Through seven batters. Three balls, two strikes, two down. And the pitch. Foul tip went off the back foot, I believe, of Robertis and back to the backstop. Does enough to stay alive, and he'll see another. This will be the 33rd pitch of the night for McFarland already. Three balls, two strikes. The payoff again. Foul tip in and out of the mitt of Disson. That one came to rest right there on the third base line. Robertis again doing just enough to stay alive. This will be the third 3-2 pitch. McFarland kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. A nice at-bat there by Robert Robertis. He draws the walk. He'll head over to first. It'll be runners on first and second now for Luis Garcia. First walk of the game issued by McFarland. Now Garcia stepping in. Righty-righty matchup. McFarland kicks, fires, first pitch. Foul tip on a check swing. It was in on the hands of Garcia. 0-1. That ricocheted. I think it hit the left arm of the home plate umpire, Alex Lowry. McFarland. The 0-1. That one low and outside. McFarland, the former fourth-round pick by the Phillies out of the University of Miami. He appeared in three games last season for the Phillies, pitching to a 9 ERA. That one lifted, shallow right now. Actually, it's going to stay in the infield. Chad Castillo underneath, he's going to make the grab, and that will end the inning. No runs, a hit, two men left aboard. We'll head to the bottom half of the second inning. Clearwater leads 1-0 here at BayCare Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted still. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right. Can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe in love.
We're back here, home half of the second. Chad Castillo is going to step in to lead things off for Clearwater. It'll be Castillo, Disson, and Viers, the 6-7-8 hitters due up for the Threshers. Alexander Calde back out for a second inning worth of work. Calde out of that windup, kicks Viers, first pitch of the inning. That one ripped to right, but that's going to hook foul. Hits high up the top of the wall out there. In foul territory. That one was smoked by Castillo, but he pulled it. No balls, a strike. Calde. The pitch. Caught and a miss. He brought him the changeup that time. Out in front of it was Castillo. Now he's down 0-2. Castillo on the year batting 188, four home runs, 15 RBIs. Wins actually shifted to going out from right to right field a little bit. That one in the dirt. One and two, now the count. One and two, the pitch by Calde. That one fouled towards the Blue Jays' dugout. Castillo stays alive. He'll see another. Jordan Disson, the catcher, waiting on deck. Calde starts the windup, the 1-2. That one low and inside. That'll even up the count. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to the leadoff man for Clearwater. Threshers with a 1-0 lead. Righty fires. That one in the dirt in front of the plate. That'll work it full. 3-2 now to Castillo. First full count of the game for Calde. This will be his 20th pitch. Takes a big deep breath now. The 3-2. Ground ball over to second. That'll be picked up by Espinal. Toss over to first in time for the 4-3 putout, and that's one up, one down. Now the catcher, Jordan Disson, on the year batting 284. One home run, 16 RBIs. It'll be a righty-righty matchup. Calde kicks, fires, first pitch. That one hit him. Lost the grip on what looked to be a changeup. Disson had enough time to turn the back and take it on the lower left side. And now, one on and one away for Jordan Viers. Second hit batter of the game. Now, quick move over, and no, they didn't get him. Davion Frye with the safe call again. That was so close. So close that it had Glenn Santiago staring up at the sky. Now the first pitch, that one in the dirt, blocked by Deshaun, but it goes down the first base line, and that's going to let Disson jog all the way over there to second. Wild pitch by Acalde. That puts a runner in scoring position here in this second inning for Clearwater. We've seen quite a few spiked balls by Alexander Acalde. Lacking a little bit of that command right now. Runner on second, one away. Out of the stretch, Acalde, the 1-0 pitch. That one upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. That one fouled back to the screen. Two and one now to Viers. Viers on the year batting .188, three home runs, 12 RBIs. Two and one now. Acalde comes set, looking over towards second now. Terrence kicks, fires. That one inside. It almost hit Viers. Three and one count now to the lefty. The pitch by Acalde. That one ripped towards right again, but hook and foul again. I think that had the distance, but Viers just a touch in front of it. Acalde's got to be careful. Now a full count to Viers. Second of the inning. Three balls, two strikes, one away. And the pitch. That one fouled back, up, and out of play. Viers stays alive. He'll see another. Three balls, two strikes. Acalde looking in. He gets the sign from Deschamps. Now he comes set. And the pitch. Caught and a miss on the inside breaking ball. Slider, I think it might have crossed up to Shum because he's heading out to go talk to his pitcher. They got the result they were looking for. Now runner on second, two down. It'll be Eric Brito, the second baseman. First K of the appearance for Acalde. Deschamps headed back behind the plate. First mound visit used by the Blue Jays. One on and two away. Righty kicks, fires. First pitch to Brito, taken well up high. 1-0 to start him off. On the year batting .254, two home runs, 18 RBIs. This Threshers lineup's got consistent hitters all the way up and down. That one lifted back and out of play. Way up in the air. Now 1-1 count. The fastball at just 89 that time by Acalde. It's a 1-1 count. Clearwater with a chance to double their lead. Top of the order on deck in Justin Crawford. The 1-1. That one off the plate outside. The slider just off the plate. Two balls and a strike. Calder looking towards second. Now kicks, fires. Fouled back to the screen, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Tapper right back to the mound. Picked up by Acalde. Throw to first in time for the out. And that'll end the inning. The Blue Jays strand a runner in scoring position. We'll head to the top half of the third. Clearwater leads 1-0 here at BayCare Ballpark. We're back here, top half of the third. Nick Deschamps going to lead things off for Dunedin. Catcher batting in the ninth spot. He'll be followed by the top of the order. Jaden Rudd and Santiago Espinal, first pitch. Take it for a strike right there at the knees. 0-1 to start it off. Alex McFarland out for his third inning of work. Righty out of the windup. That one lifted. High left side, out in shallow left field. Omarion Boyd's going to make the call and the grab. And that'll be out number one. Jaden Rudd's going to step in now, back up to the top of the order. Started out this game, striking out, swinging on a full count. Up for the second time. Out of the windup, McFarland kicks, fires. That one low and inside. Rudd picking that left foot up, getting it out of the way. He'll start 1-0. Now, looking to lay down a bunt was Rudd with third base. Otto Kemp playing pretty far back. A 2-0 count now. He took it off the plate outside, pulled back the bat. A lot of room out there, and he's got a ton of speed. So if he lays one down in a good spot, Clearwater's got no chance. 2-1 after that cut and a miss on the fastball. Blue Jays got a runner in scoring position in the second. Couldn't do anything with it. Now the 2-1 pitch to Rudd. That one at the knees just missed off the plate outside. Now 3-1 the count. Again, this is a challenge game. That's now a 3-1 pitch. That one lifted back and to the left out of play. Full count again to Rudd. Second one he's had through two at-bats. Nobody on and one away. McFarland gets the call from Disson now. 3-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Inside slider again. Rudd couldn't get to it. Down swinging for the second time. Second K. Both have been to Rudd for McFarland. That'll bring up Santiago Espinal. Lined out to short and is only at bat thus far. First pitch, that one low and outside, got back to the backstop. One and zero to start off, Espinal. That one lifted right side. That's going to hook well out of play, and it'll be 1-1. A ball and a strike. Righty looking in, starts the windup. The pitch. Fouled off right side again. And now it's a 1-2 count to Espinal. Tucker Thoman waiting on deck if we can get to him. And the 1-2 pitch. Check swing and he went around. Tried to hold up, but couldn't in time, and that'll end the inning. Third K for McFarland, 2 in the inning. 3 up, 3 down, go the Blue Jays, and we'll head to the home half of the third here at Bay Care Ballpark. Clearwater still leading 1-0. We're back here, bottom half of the third. Top of the order coming up for the Threshers. Eliander Acalde back up out there for a second inning worth of, rather, third inning worth of work. Justin Crawford leading things off. It'll be Crawford, Boyd, and Rincon. First pitch to Crawford, skips across the plate, and it's 1-0. Crawford tripled and scored in that first inning. He accounts for the only run on the board so far by either team. Acalde out of the windup, the 1-0. That one taken up high. Now 2-0 to Crawford. That one broke the bat and gets in to right center field for a base hit right off the end. Espinal had no chance for it. The bat splinters with pieces on the right side of the first base line in foul territory. And now Amarion Boyd will step in, one on and nobody out. Second hit of the game for Crawford already. Move over to first, and Crawford back in time. Very quick move over. Now another one, and not in time. So Calde's already used both of his disengagements. Very likely to see Crawford take off with that extended lead. Now first pitch to Boyd, taking upstairs for a ball. It's 1-0 to start him off. Acalde comes set. There he goes. That one inside. Throw by Deschamps is going to get away from Espinal. And into shallow right center. It's picked up by Garcia. No chance for Crawford to move any farther. Not sure if the throw would have got him or not had Santiago Espinal been able to keep that ball in his mitt. Pretty close play over there at second base. A nice throw by Deshaun. But now standing on second in scoring position with no outs is Justin Crawford. First pitch, cut, and a miss, rather. That was the third pitch of the at-bat, a 1-2 count now to Boyd. I guess they called that second pitch, the one that Crawford went on, a strike. Clipped the inside corner according to game day. I thought it was inside, but I was more focused on the runner. Now he goes towards third, cut and a miss, and no throw as Justin Crawford loses his helmet again. Sliding in head first to third base. Now, runner 90 feet away with only one away. Second strikeout for Eliander Acalde tonight. Back-to-back stolen bags by Justin Crawford. Those are... As there's a grounder, that's going to be picked up by Espinal. Crawford could have went. It was bobbled by Espinal. Now the throw to first in time. Crawford stayed at third base. Big second out there for the Blue Jays. He got underneath the glove of Acalde. Santiago Espinal had to backhand it, and it went off the heel of his glove but stayed right next to him. Had Crawford been off with it, he would have scored as Espinal would not have had time to go to the plate with it. But either way, two down, runner still at third base. First pitch to Gabriel Rincones Jr. in there for a called strike. It's 0-1 to start him off. Justin Crawford stealing his way to second and to third. Stolen bases 22 and 23 on the year. Caught and a miss on that inside slider. Now it's 0-2. Crawford now just one behind Boyd for the team and Florida State League lead. Boyd's got 24. Righty-lefty matchup. Acalde kicks, fires. That one ripped to right. That's going to fall for a base hit. And just like that, a strike away from getting out of the inning. Rincones gets his second hit and his first RBI. Both runs scored by Justin Crawford, using his speed to get to third base each time. Now Otto Kemp stepping in. He ended the first inning. Now a move over to first, and Rincones back in time. First disengagement for Acalde. Kemp ended that first inning with a pop out to second base on a little blooper that Santiago Espinal had no trouble getting to. Righty kicks, fires. That one a ground ball, and it hits the foot of Acalde. He stopped it with his foot. Acalde doing his best soccer impersonation. Looking like Lionel Messi out there. What footwork there with the spikes by Eliander Acalde. Getting some laughs by Nick Deschamps and himself and George Carroll right there at the top step. So that'll end the inning, but a run does come in to score for Clearwater. They double their lead. It's 2-0 as we head to the fourth.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Oh. I'm on an island. Even when you're close, can't take the silence.
We're back here, top half of the fourth. Tucker Toman's going to lead things off for Dunedin. Really nice footwork by Eliander Calder to end the inning on a play that I've never really seen happen before. He stopped that ground ball underneath his foot. First pitch by McFarland to start the inning, taken for a ball by Toman. Second pitch taken for a ball as well. Now 2-0. Toman grounded out to second and is only at bat thus far. That ended that top half of the first inning. Batting from the left side against the righty again. And he takes that one in there for a strike. It's 2-1. McFarland threw three so far, yet to allow a run. Just one hit. That one at the knees, called a strike. Now a 2-2 count. Toman's going to ask for a challenge. And it is confirmed as a strike. So first challenge of the game is by the Blue Jays, and it's unsuccessful. They're down to two left. Now 2-2, the pitch by McFarland. Caught and a miss on the changeup. Down swinging goes Toman. Strikeout number four and the third consecutive out recorded via the K by McFarland. That brings up Ryan McCarty. Out of the windup, McFarland, first pitch to McCarty. Caught and a miss. He got back to the backstop underneath the glove of Disson. It's 0-1 to start him off. McCarty with the only hit of the day so far by Dunedin. Single on the left. He made it to second before the inning ended. Now a check swing and he fouled it off. 0-2 quickly. No balls, two strikes, the pitch. Fouled off right side. McCarty stays alive. He'll see another. McFarland is working pretty quick, getting right on the rubber and starting the windup. There he goes, the 0-2. Cut and a miss of that one. And down swinging goes McCarty. Fourth consecutive K, fifth of the night for Alex McFarland. That'll bring up Roque Salinas. Now Roque Salinas stepping in for the second time. Flew out to left field and is only at bat. First pitch, that one inside for a ball, 1-0. That one fouled back. That one hit right above my booth and now back to the front row. Hit the wall, extending to the roof right above my booth, and now it's a 1-1 count. The righty kicks, fires, fouled back to the left again, and that's a carbon copy of what just happened. Landed right there in the front row. Fans are going to have to turn their heads at anything that goes over the screen. Now the 1-2. Foul tip in and out of the mitt of Disson. 1-2, the count stays to Roque. One ball, two strikes, two down. And the pitch. Caught and a miss of that one in the dirt. Blocked by Disson. Throw to first is going to be in time for the out. Alex McFarland strikes out the side. Five consecutive outs recorded via the strikeout now for McFarland. We'll head to the home half of the fourth. It's 2-0.
You know I got your number, number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you. Call you up, you've been crying, crying all night. You're only disappointed in yourself, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna take you into the sunlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you.
We're back here, home half of the fourth. Eleander Calde back out for his fourth inning worth of work. Chad Castillo is going to lead things off. Grounded out to second and is only a bat thus far. Out of the windup, Calde kicks, fires, first pitch. He's looking to lay down a bunt with the infield shifted over to the right side against the pole hitter. He pulled back, took it for a ball, 1-0. Blue Jays do have a righty warming up in their pen. Now he does lay down the bunt to the left of the mound. Acalde, the pickup, the throw is going to be not in time. So the Blue Jays not adhering to the warning by Castillo. Defense stayed exactly where they were, and Acalde had no chance to get Castillo. Now the leadoff man aboard for the Threshers for the third time in four innings. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch, lifted right side, it's going to hook out of play. 0-1 to start off the catcher, Jordan Disson. Disson was hit by a pitch in his only appearance at the plate so far. He's already doubled the amount of pitches he's seen today. One on, nobody out. Righty-righty matchup. Acalde kicks, fires. That one in the dirt. Did he go around? He did not. Disson able to hold up his swing. It's 1-1. Castillo on first with a bunt single to start off this inning. Acalde, this will be his 50th pitch of the night. That one taking top of the zone for a strike. Disson didn't agree with it, but he doesn't challenge. Now it's a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. There goes the runner. Ground ball, left side. That's going to be picked up by Garcia. Throw to first in time. Couldn't go to the second with the runner taking off on the play. Clearwater had the hit and run on. They move the runner into scoring position. Now Jordan Vyers will step in. So no stolen base for Castillo, but he finds himself on second base anyway. Vyers up for the second time. He struck out swinging and is only a bat thus far. First pitch, that one taken low for a ball. 1-0 to start off Vyers. Clearwater threatening again. They've had a runner in scoring position in every inning so far. That one in the dirt. Blocked by Deschamps. Staying at second base is Castillo. Now a 2-0 count to Vyers. Two balls, no strikes. Acalde comes set. He's looking towards second now. Turns, kicks, fires. That one low and inside. Looks like Fitz Stadler out there warming up for the Blue Jays, the minor league rehabber from Buffalo. He's still here in Dunedin with the team. Now the 3-0. That one in there. Byers didn't have the green light on 3-0. Watch the fast go by, fastball go by right down the middle. Now 3-1. Three balls and a strike. The pitch. Tried to check his swing, but he went around to that one way in front of the plate. Would have been ball four, but instead, that's going to move the count to full. Second full count that Byers has seen. Third of the game for Acalde. Three balls, two strikes, one away, a runner on second base. Acalde, the 3-2, there goes the runner. Ground ball over to first is going to be picked up by Santiago. And now he steps on the bag, taking a wide turn around third was Castillo. Trying to catch Santiago. Lacking over there at first base, but Santiago was heads up to what Castillo was doing. That's going to get Donnie Murphy out of the dugout. It looks like it's going to end the day, and it will for Eliander Acalde. Blue Jays will go with a pitching change here in this bottom half of the fourth. Just 3 2/3 on the day for Acalde. Only 56 pitches. He's allowed two runs. He's responsible for the runner on third, and we'll have a new pitcher when we return. It's going to be Fitz Stadler. We'll be back with the new pitcher after this brief interruption. We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Fitz Stadler is the new pitcher for Dunedin in his fifth outing of this rehab stint, making his way back from Tommy John that he had back in 2022. Now Eric Burrito is going to be the batter he'll face. First pitch is lined towards center. Jaden Rudd coming in. It's going to fall in front of him. An RBI single for Eric Burrito. That brings in the third and final run that'll be charged to Eliander Acalde. Clearwater takes a 3-0 lead. An RBI single for Burrito, his first hit of the day. And that'll bring up the top of the order now, Justin Crawford. Clearwater scoring a run, and now three out of the first four innings here. So one on and two away, top of the order, Justin Crawford. He's up for the third time. He's 2 for 2 with a single and a triple. Righty-lefty matchup. There goes the runner. Tapper right side. That's going to be picked up by Espinel, charging in. Throw to first in time. And that'll end the inning. The inherited runner does come in to score. But Fitzstadler able to get out of the inning with the ground out by Crawford. So we'll head to the top half of the fifth. Clearwater takes a 3-0 lead. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at BayCare Ballpark.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to Gimme Three Steps, Simple Man, and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real fun until we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pour until Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where I come from.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. Glenn Santiago going to lead things off for Dunedin. First pitch at the knees, taking for a strike. 0-1 to start him off. Alex McFarland back out for his fifth inning worth of work. That one lined to right. That's going to be a base hit. Second hit of the game for the Blue Jays. First of the day for Glenn Santiago. They've got the leadoff man on for the second time. And that'll bring up Robert Robertis. Clearwater taking a 3-0 lead into this fifth inning. Righty-lefty matchup, first pitch to Robertis. That one taken off the plate outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Robertis reached on a walk back in the second inning. He only made it as far as first base before the inning ended. One on and nobody out. That one lone outside. McFarland, that velo's dropped a little bit. Started off at 98, that fastball coming in at 94. 2-0 count. Now that one fouled back to the screen. Two balls and a strike. That base hit by Santiago breaks a 5 consecutive strikeout streak for McFarland. Now the 2-1. Ground ball right side. That's going to be picked up by the second baseman, Brito. He goes to second, gets the lead runner as Santiago slides in. And that's all they'll get. Robertis reaching for the second time, this time via the fielder's choice. And now Luis Garcia is going to step in. One on and one away now for the Blue Jays. First pitch to Garcia, cut at and missed. Big hack of that one by the shortstop. It's 0-1. Popped out to third and is only at bat thus far. Now out of the windup, rather out of the stretch. That one fouled back into the right. Out of play, 0-2. Time called at the plate by Garcia. He'll take a second to think about it. Now back in the box, Nick Deschamps, the catcher, he's waiting on deck. Righty comes set, kicks, fires. Ground ball up the middle, that's going to be picked up by Brito. Could be two. He steps on the bag himself, over to first in time. A 4-3 inning-ending double play. And we'll head to the home half of the fifth. We're halfway through this ballgame. Clearwater leading 3-0. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. Omarion Boyd's going to lead things off for the Threshers. Fitzstadler back out after getting the last out in that fourth inning. First pitch, that one missed inside. Taking for a ball 1-0. Now asking for a challenge is Nick Deschamps, and that's overturned to a strike. So the second challenge of the game is successful for the Blue Jays. They've still got two remaining. The 0-1, ground ball left side. That's going to be a foul ball. Oh, and two, now the count to Boyd. Now the 0-2 pitch fouled back and up. And again, having another one of those hitting on the wall and coming right back towards the first row of this seating bowl. Fans really got to start paying attention here. The 0-2 again. Foul tip. That one went off the mitt of Deschamps, and now Boyd stays alive again. No balls, two strikes to the leadoff man. Stadler comes set. Boyd, Rincon, and Rincones Jr. 2-3-4 hitters all due up in this half inning. The 0-2 pitch to Boyd. That one just inside. And Deschamps going to ask for another challenge. That's overturned to strike three. So Deschamps got a pretty good feel for that zone on that inside pitch. Boyd goes down looking. That's his second strikeout of the day. First for Stadler. That'll be out number one. Now Brian Rincon stepping in for the second time, rather third time. He's 0-for-1. Sacrificed himself on a flyout to center to bring in Justin Crawford for the first run of the game. Takes that first pitch low and inside, 1-0. First official at bat, he grounded out to second base. Ryan McCarty playing in on the infield grass. That one at the knees, taken for a ball. 2-0 now the count. Very close pitch there. That one at the knees, called a strike. Two balls, a strike, one away here in this bottom half of the fifth. That one on the outside corner, called a strike, asking for a challenge now is Brian Rincon, and that's confirmed as a strike. So, ABS guy's working quick here at Clearwater. Two balls, two strikes. Stadler comes set. Pitching out of the stretch, a 2-2 pitch. Tapper foul towards the Blue Jays dugout. Count even still, 2-2. Clearwater up 3-0 here in this home half of the fifth inning. And the pitch, that one, line towards left. Coming back now in is Roque Salinas. He'll make the grab for out number two. That ball almost got him turned around out there, but he was able to figure out where it was going to end up, get there, and make the grab. Now two down for Gabriel Rincones Jr. He's 2-for-2, two singles and RBI. First pitch by Stadler. Ground ball over towards short. Coming in is Garcia. He fields it, gets it over to first in time. A 3-up, 3-down inning for Fitz Stadler. We'll head to the top of the sixth here at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. 3-0 lead. Threshers in front.
Put your anytime I feel you got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you. And put your love in the hand now, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was hanging over me. A broken man that I don't know.
We're back here, top half of the sixth. Nick Deschamps is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. Alex McFarland. First pitch is lined to right. Base hit for Nick Deschamps. Third hit of the game for the Blue Jays. And the leadoff man is on again for Dunedin. That'll bring up the top of the order, Jaden Rudd. He's up for the third time. He struck out both times swinging. Both of them on full counts. Now one on, nobody away. A 3-0 deficit for Dunedin. Now ground ball foul down the first base line. It'll be 0-1 to start off Rudd. McFarland has been dealing so far. Five innings of work. Two hits prior to this inning. yet to allow a run. The 0-1, ground ball right side. That's going to get through for a base hit. Back-to-back singles by Nick DeSham and Jaden Rudd. Now that throw towards second, Gabriel Rincones was trying to catch Nick DeSham sleeping over there as he took that turn, and he ended up catching his second baseman, Eric Brito, sleeping. Luckily for the Threshers, Brian Rincon was able to figure out what Rincones was doing and glove that ball before it got into foul territory. That's going to get Gustavo Armas out of the Clearwater dugout. First time that they're going to have a conversation with Alex McFarland out on the mound. We're going to have runners on first and second, nobody out. Back-to-back base hits by DeSham and Rudd have put a couple guys on for Santiago Espinal. Now Armas, Disson, and Alex Larreal exiting the mound. McFarland will be the only one who stays. It's going to be Santiago Espinal up for the third time. He's 0 for 2 tonight, a line shot to shortstop, and he struck out swinging. Facing McFarland now for the third time. Blue Jays with a decent chance to at least put a run on the board. First pitch, that one taken low for a ball. It's 1-0 to start off Espinal. Righty-righty matchup. McFarland kicks, fires the 1-0. That one called a strike. Low inside corner. One and one. McFarland out of the stretch. Looking over towards second. Now turns, kicks, fires. Ground ball left side. This could be two. Picked up by the shortstop, Rincon. Over to second for one and first. And they got him. Really close play. But it ends up being a 6-4-3 double play. Now moving over to third is Nick DeSham. Coming up to the plate is Tucker Toman. Really close play there with Espinal almost beating out that throw. I think George Carroll thought it that Espinal did, in fact, beat it. Looked like he had a couple words for Davion Frye. An 0-1 count to start off Toman. He's up for the third time. That one inside, he jumps out of the way, goes to ground. And it's 1-1. Toman 0 for 2, a ground out to second. He struck out swinging. One of those five consecutive Blue Jays that McFarland was able to strike out. The 1-1, that one low and outside. Two balls and a strike. Command's been really good in this game for McFarland. Now on a ground ball right side. That's going to get through for a base hit. Tucker Toman drives in the Blue Jays' first run, his 17th RBI of the year, and Dunedin's on the board here in this sixth inning. That's going to bring up Ryan McCarty for the third time. He's 1 for 2. So the Blue Jays finally put something on the line for Alex McFarland. Comes here, two outs into the top half of the sixth. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to be picked up by Brito. Throw over to first in time. Another really nice, tough throw there by Eric Brito, and that's going to end the inning. So the Blue Jays get on the board. An RBI single by Tucker Toman makes it 3-1. We'll head to the home half of the sixth here at BayCare Ballpark.
I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happened inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. Lottie daddy, we party. The heroes starting in the
need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I be like, sheesh. Sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the keys.
I'm sliding, my looks could kill, they violent. Look at me, look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island, private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that shit down and write it. Write it.
Yeah, sun shining, 24/7, clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven?
Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah.
We're back here, bottom half of the sixth inning, a 3-1 lead for Clearwater. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the minor league rehabber, Ryan Boyer. Looking to lay down a bunt, and fouling it back to the screen is Otto Kemp. Ryan Boyer, former Dunedin Blue Jay, down here rehabbing, trying to come back from injury. Righty comes set, the 0-1. That one ripped, and that's going to be a foul ball. No more than a foot to the left of that third base line. Ryan McCarty had no chance as it looped up and over him. Now an 0-2 count of the plate to Otto Kemp. Otto Kemp's 0-2. Pop out to second base, and a ground out right back to Alexander Acalde that he trapped underneath his cleat. Boyer trying to make his way back to Double A New Hampshire. Started the year on the 7-day IL, got transferred to the 60-day IL, and he's finally making his way back. That one off the plate outside, now a 1-2 count. Final line for Fitz Stadler. An inning and a third of perfect pitching by him. No hits, no runs, no walks, and a K. Now the 1-2 by Boyer. That one lifted, golfed right side. That should stay in fair territory, rather in play. Over there by the line and on the wall is Glenn Santiago as he reaches out and makes the grab right in front of the netting. So a foul out by Otto Kemp. Is out number one. Now Chad Castillo is going to step in. Castillo bunted his way on with the defense in the exact same position that they're in currently. He came around and scored that third run. We'll see if he tries to do it again. Righty-lefty matchup, first pitch. That one taken up and out. 1-0. No indication of a bunt there by Castillo in this at-bat. Boyer comes set. And the 1-0. That one low and inside. Two balls and no strikes. That one inside as well. Now a 3-0 count from Castillo. We'll see if he has the green light. We saw Boyer in game one of this series. That one inside a four-pitch walk drawn by Castillo. That's the first walk of the game issued by Blue Jays pitching. Comes here in the sixth inning with one out. We saw Boyer in game one of this series. He only went two-thirds of an inning, gave up three hits, two runs, both earned. That was his first game action of this calendar year. Now, righty-righty matchup. First pitch to Jordan Disson. That one outside corner called a strike. 0-1 to start off the catcher. He's 0-1. He was hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance, grounded at the short in his second. Boyer, the 0-1. There goes the runner. That one, the throw to second, and it's in time. They got him. A nice, strong throw by Nick DeShom. It was called a ball low, so it's going to be a 1-1 count now to Disson, and Castillo is headed back to the dugout. So two down now in the inning, a 1-1 count to Disson. Boyer comes set. The 1-1 pitch, that one, low and outside. Now 2-1, 95-mile-an-hour fastball. He yanked it a little bit. The 2-1 pitch. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to get through for a base hit. Sent it right back to the left of Boyer's legs. Now, two-out single. We'll see this inning continue for Jordan Viers. One on and two away. Boyer comes set. Kicks Viers. First pitch to Viers. That one in there. Jordan Viers 0-2, struck out swinging in his first at bat, ground out to first base in his second. 3-1 lead for the Threshers. The 0-1 pitch, that one missed. Maybe a little off the plate, evens it up 1-1. One ball, one strike. The pitch. That one lifted towards center. Coming in is Rudd. He'll settle and make the grab for out number three, and that'll end the inning. No runs on one hit. One man left the board for Clearwater. We'll head to the top half of the seventh here at Baycare Ballpark. Clearwater leads 3-1. We're back here, top half of the seventh. New pitcher for the Threshers is the left-hander, number 48, Danny Wilkinson. First pitch to Roque Salinas. He fouls back to the screen, and it's 0-1. That does it for Alex McFarland, a really nice outing for him. 6 innings of work, 5 hits, 1 run. It was earned as there's a tapper foul down the first base line, and it's 0-2 to Roque. 1 walk and 6 Ks. He lowered his ERA from 4.03 to 3.65 in this outing. An 0-2 count to Roque. That one a tapper foul again. Reached way out to get to it. Count still 0-2. Lefty-lefty matchup. Wilkinson, the 22-year-old out of Villanova. That one a foul tip in and out of the mitt of Disson. Wilkinson's on for the 11th time this year for Clearwater. He's 2-0, but with a 7.36 ERA and 18 and a third. And he's a big strikeout guy. That one low and outside. 35 Ks through those 18 and a third, almost 2 an inning. Now 1-2 count at the plate to Roque. Blue Jays trailing 3-1 here in Game 5. That one off the plate outside, 2-2. That one low and outside again. Had him down 0-2, now the count's full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilkinson in his first year of professional ball. That one lifted high left side, that's going to fade out of play. Roque stays alive. He's 0-for-2 on the day, a fly out to left and a strikeout swinging. That one lifted high towards center. Justin Crawford taking a couple steps back now, a couple steps in. And he makes the grab for out number one. That'll bring up Glenn Santiago. Santiago coming up for the third time. He's 1-for-2. First pitch, a foul tip, stayed in the mitt of Disson. It's 0-1 to start off Santiago. No balls and a strike. The pitch, that one way up and out. Wilkinson lost the grip on that one. Evens it up 1-1. That one lifted right side. That should hook out of play at will. Now it bounces around quite a bit. My goodness. We've seen some outrageous ricochets here in these 5 games at Clearwater. One and two, the count to Santiago. The lefty kicks, fires. That one inside. And they challenged, and it will stay as a ball. So Clearwater yet to have a successful challenge. They've only got one remaining. And the pitch. Fouled right side. Santiago stays alive. Lefty comes set. And the pitch. That one lifted right side. That's going to get out of play again. Up in the air. Just past the Blue Jays dugout. Two balls, 2 strikes. The lefty fires. That one up. Glenn's worked it full. Back-to-back full counts to start off the appearance for Danny Wilkinson. And the pitch. That one low. Glenn draws the walk. Really well-worked walk there by Santiago. He'll make his way to first base. Now Robert Robertes will step in. Second time Glenn's been aboard, and the only other Blue Jay to be on board twice is currently at the plate. Lefty-lefty matchup, first pitch to Robertes. That one missed for a ball, 1-0. He's 0-1 with a walk and a fielder's choice. That one fouled back to the screen, top of the screen. Again, that was headed right to my booth. If that screen's not there, 1-1. That one lined right above the Threshers' dugout. Couple guys at the end of the dugout ducking out of the way. And it'll be 1-2 to Robertes. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Fouled off again. Ball and two strikes. Still the count to Robertes. Lefty fires. That one up and in. These Blue Jays pitchers seeing a lot of what Wilkinson has to offer. This will already be his 23rd pitch of the inning. And a foul tip in and out of the mitt again by Disson. That's the third or fourth time that a foul tip has been in and out. Robertes stays alive again. Wilkinson comes set. The 2-2. That one off the plate outside, another full count. Three straight to start off the inning for Wilkinson. This will be his 25th pitch through three batters. That one fouled back to the screen. Robertes having to swing at anything close. That one looked a little up and in, but he couldn't take that risk. He'll see another. That one sent towards center. Going back a bit now is Crawford. He's able to make the grab on the run. An over-the-shoulder grab by Justin Crawford. Both outs in this inning have been to him, and now Luis Garcia is going to step in. Garcia up for the third time. He's 0-2. Popped out to first, grounded into a double play. Lefty-righty matchup, move over to first. Santiago back in, head first, dive safely. First disengagement for Wilkinson. First pitch to Garcia. That one's fouled back to the screen, and it's 0-1. No balls, a strike. Wilkinson fires. That one fouled right side. Oh, and two. Now the count. He's had each of the first four hitters now on two strikes. First three had 1-2 counts and worked a full count. That one inside. Now a 1-2 count again. Lefty fires, 1-2, that one outside. Throw back to first, and it was would have been in time had it been a good throw by Jordan Disson to get Santiago behind him. But it bounced in front of Castillo, and he had to pick it up off the bobble. Now the count's 2-2. That one sent high left side. Amarion Boyd tracking it, headed towards the line. He's going to reach out, and that's going to be out of his reach. It stayed in play. But he misjudged it. That should have been out number three. It won't go down as an error on Amarion Boyd, but it landed in play to the left of that left field line. So the count stays 2-2, and Garcia's got another chance here. Wilkinson comes set, the pitch. That one, a line shot into right. That's going to be a base hit. First hit of the night for Luis Garcia. And that's going to put runners on first and second now for Nick Deschamps. Winds are now blowing in from right field here. That might have contributed to that ball getting away from Amarion Boyd. Now it'll be Deschamps. Lefty-lefty matchup, first pitch. Low and outside for a ball. 1-0. First and second with two down. That one off the plate outside. Now a 2-0 count to Deschamps. Asking for a challenge are the Threshers, and that's their third and final one. It is unsuccessful. They've got no more going forward. They went 0 for 3 today. The Blue Jays still have two remaining. That one low. It's 3-0. So the fate of the Threshers in terms of balls and strikes will all be up to Alex Lowry. Wilkinson comes set. The pitch. That one in there for a strike. Just on that inside corner. Deschamps with a 3-1 count. Ground ball right side. It's going to be picked up by Brito. Throw to first in time, and that's going to end the inning. Deschamps rolls over on that ground ball. The Blue Jays leave two runners on. We'll head to the home half of the seventh. It's stretch time here in Clearwater. 3-1, Threshers lead.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Down south to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley, I can see my baby tonight. String band, my baby plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now.
were getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a-turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Yeah, rock me, mama, like the wind.
We're back here, bottom half of the seventh, 3-1 lead for the Threshers, 9-1-2 coming up for Clearwater. Eric Brito, Justin Crawford, and Amarion Boyd. Ryan Boyer back out for his second inning worth of work. The righty kicks, fires, looking to lay down a bunt is Brito, and he fouls it back to the top of the screen, 0-1 to start him off. Brito, 1-for-2 on the day, ground out back to the pitcher. Back when Acaldo was still on the bump, then an RBI single in that fourth inning. The 0-1, he fouls back to the screen as well. This time on a normal swing, and it's 0-2. He calls time. Boyer issued a walk and gave up a base hit, but left one runner on in that sixth inning. Now for a second inning worth of work, the righty kicks, fires. That one up and in. Brito did a great job selling how close that was. It got a pretty substantial boo from the folks here at BayCare Ballpark. It wasn't really that close. Now, Boyer. The 1-2 pitch. That one up and in. All right, that one was a little close. Two balls, two strikes. Boyer goes back to the rosin. Comes set on the rubber. And the 2-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Fastball off the plate. He got him to chase after it. First strikeout for Boyer of this appearance. That'll bring up Justin Crawford. Just the fourth strikeout for Blue Jays pitching. Now Crawford stepping in for the second time. Jaden Rudd had to go all the way back out to the center field wall to pick up yet another baseball that has fallen onto the field, and now he retrieves another one. That's been a constant here at BayCare Ballpark through the first five games of this series. Seen no less than two per game, and sometimes four, five, six. First pitch to Crawford, just off the plate. He takes it for a ball. It's 1-0. And there's another ball on the field, it looks like. Out there in left center field, they haven't stopped play yet. And the pitch, cut and a miss. There is a ball out there in left center field. Right, he comes set. The 1-1, that one low and inside. Two balls and a strike. Just waiting for someone to figure out about that ball, but Boyer comes set, the 2-1. That one up and out. Three balls, one strike. Crawford, he's 2-for-3 on the day, a single and a triple so far. Two runs scored. The pitch. That one in there for a strike. Crawford was going to ask for a challenge, but they don't have any left. Now 3-2. Boyer comes set. The 3-2 pitch. That one in there, called strike three. Crawford goes down looking. He didn't like it. He flipped the bat thinking it was going to be ball four. But Boyer dots up that outside corner, gets his second strikeout, second of the inning. That's going to bring up Amarion Boyd. Boyd up for the fourth time. He's 0 for 2. He was hit by a pitch in his first at bat. So he struck out two times since. Both of those pitches were right on the black of the plate, looking at game day. Couple great pitches there by Boyer. A Boyd at the plate. Ready matchup, the 1-0. Foul tip back to the screen. And it's 1-1. That ball's still just chilling over there on the warning track in left center field. Nobody's realized it yet. Now the 1-1. Cut and a miss, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two down here in this bottom half of the seventh. Blue Jays trailing by two. They've got two more chances. Ryan Boyer comes set. The pitch. Checking his swing. Did he go around? He did not. And I think Deshaun was pointing at the bat saying it was a foul tip. But nevertheless, it's going to be ruled as a ball and no swing, no contact. So Boyer's going to have to do another. Ready fires. That one hit him. Second time he's been hitting. Boyd's not happy. Alex Lowry jumped from behind the plate. Seeing the reaction from Amarion Boyd as he tossed his bat towards his on-deck circle. Trying to keep anything from happening here. Clearwater's already had something happened this year. That was with Tampa back a few weeks ago. Donnie Murphy heading out of the dugout. And the Blue Jays are going to go to the bullpen. We'll have a new pitcher for Dunedin. That's going to be it for Ryan Boyer. He goes an inning and two-thirds. Walks two, gives up one hit. He's going to be responsible for that runner on first. And the new pitcher, we'll introduce him when he gets in and ready to go. We'll be back here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network after this pitching change. We're back here in this bottom half of the seventh, two down, a runner at first. Alex Amalfi is going to be the new pitcher for the Blue Jays, making his sixth appearance on the year, his third in relief. Through 12 and two-thirds so far this season, a 1.42 ERA. Amalfi's been excellent, and he's coming off probably his best outing, actually definitely his best outing of the year. First pitch sent towards center. We'll talk about that later on when he comes back out for the eighth, more than likely. That's going to end the inning as Rudd hauls that in off the bat of Rincon, and that will send us to the eighth. 3-1, Clearwater leading after seven.
Oh, my love it, yeah, yeah. I'm alone, yeah. I'll replay this moment
We're back here. Top half of the eighth. Andrew Walling is going to be the new pitcher for the Threshers, making his 16th appearance this year, all in relief. 20 and two-thirds innings pitched so far, 28 Ks, and a 2.18 ERA with a 4-0 record. First pitch to top of the order, Jaden Rudd is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Time called, and they're pointing over towards the bullpen gate. It's still open. Marion Boyd jogging over to close it. Now he's going to be interrupted by someone coming down the steps from, looked like the Blue Jays area of the bullpen. And it's finally closed. So it's going to be an 0-1 count to Rudd. That one lined left side. Up and out of play. Now an 0-2 count. We saw Walling in game one of this series. He went an inning. Gave up a hit. No runs. A walk and two Ks. In that save situation that he was able to complete. That one taken in the dirt. Now a 1-2 count to Jaden. He's 1-for-3 on the day, a single and a right. Following his first two at-bats, that resulted in Ks. Ball and two strikes. Lefty comes set. That one low and outside. That'll even it up 2-2. Third time we're seeing Walling this year. First time was on May 12th in the series at TD Ballpark. He went 3 1/3. Didn't give up a hit or a run. His only blemish on the record was a walk. That one low. Now a full count to Jaden. Also struck out 6 Blue Jays in that appearance. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lefty comes set. The pitch. That one up high. Had him down 0-2, and he lost him. Jaden draws the walk, his second time up tonight. And now Santiago Espinal is going to step in, taking his fourth at-bat of the night. He's 0-for-3. I would not be surprised if the Blue Jays try to put Rudd in motion. Out of all the active players on the roster, he's got the most steals. He's 8 of 10 so far this year. First pitch, that one up and out. That's 5 consecutive balls by Walling, and that's going to get Jordan Disson to call time and head out to the mound to talk to his pitcher. It'll be a 1-0 count. Jaden Rudd over there at first base, Santiago Espinal. Will be a little bit tougher for Rudd to take off with that lefty looking right at him. But the Blue Jays, who have lost the first 4 games of this series, mainly due to the aggressiveness of this Threshers lineup, on the base pass, I should say, they got to start playing that kind of game. That one in there for a strike. Now a 1-1 count to Espinal. You need 2 runs before you get 6 outs. Good way to do that is to get Rudd in scoring position. Now in a tapper foul. 1-2. Walling does have a tough delivery to steal on, though. There's kind of a hitch when he picks up that right leg. Makes it look like he's turning towards first base. Now the 1-2. That one fouled off. Espinal stays alive. Ball and 2 strikes, the pitch. That one lifts it towards center. That's going to fall for base hit. A walk and a single by Rudd and Espinal. That puts the tying run on first base here in this 8th inning. Now Tucker Thoman's going to come to the plate. He'll bat from the right side against the lefty. The Blue Jays have exactly what they need here in this 8th inning to try and get a rally going. First pitch to Thoman. That one in there for a called strike. 94 mile an hour fastball. Counts 0-1 to start him off. Toman's 1-for-3, a single in his last at bat, an RBI single. Responsible for that only run on the board for the Blue Jays. And again, another baseball has fallen onto the field. I don't know what's going on at this ballpark from time to time. Lefty kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. It'll be 1-1. They do have the berm here at BayCare Ballpark, which gets a lot of kids on it throwing a baseball around. So it's bound to happen every now and again, but that's, I want to say, the fifth ball that we've seen on the field already. Now the 1-1. Fouled back to the screen. A ball and two strikes to Toman. Ryan McCarty is waiting on deck. Walling looking in. He comes set. The 1-2 pitch. That one low. That one skipped right behind the plate. Evens it up 2-2. Walling's 4-0, but he has blown two saves. He's 2-4 this year. This would be considered a save situation. That one cut at and missed. Down swinging goes Toman. That backdoor slider that might have been a little bit low in the zone, but Toman chased after it. That'll be out number one. Strikeout number one for Walling. And the first one since the fourth inning. Now McCarty stepping in. First pitch, that one taken up high. 96 mile an hour fastball. Walling looking over towards second. Now turns, kicks, fires. That one got away from Disson. Now throw to third, and they're not going to get him. It crossed up Jordan Disson. It was a half check swing by McCarty. Disson got hit right on the chest, it felt like. And both runners are going to move in to scoring position. That's going to go down as a passed ball on Disson. I think Disson was expecting fastball. And it ended up being the slider by Walling, and it came back and hit him on the chest. So both runners advance now. The tying run in scoring position for the Blue Jays here, one away. A 2-0 count. Walling comes set. The pitch. Cut and a miss on that fastball. Now 2-1. Wait to see exactly how it's ruled. They still haven't put anything up on the board. And it hasn't come through on game day. So it is a pass ball. Now a foul tip off the front foot. McCarty was hopping around there. He's walking that off. Now stepping back into the box. 2-2 count to McCarty. Runners on second and third. Rudd at third. Espinal at second base. Chance here for the Blue Jays. The pitch. Fouled back to the screen. McCarty stays alive. Fouled off the 86 mile an hour slider. Roque Salinas waiting on deck. Lefty kicks, fires, fouled off again. 98 that time off that left hand of Andrew Walling. Two balls, two strikes. McCarty fighting a few pitches off, staying alive. And the 2-2 again. Foul tip again. Down into the screen. That one came in as a fastball, it says. But just at 90 miles an hour. Got a hard time thinking that was a four-seam fastball. That one low and inside. Called strike three. McCarty's instantly asking for a challenge, and that is overturned to a ball. McCarty could not believe that that was a strike call, and frankly, neither could I. So that'll work the count full. Thank God for challenges. Full count. The pitch. Fouled off again. McCarty will see a 10th pitch in the at-bat. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Runners on second and third in a two-run ball game. Walling, the pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes McCarty, finally able to get him. That's going to bring up Roque Salinas. Back-to-back Ks for Andrew Walling. Walling comes set. First pitch to Roque. Ground ball up the middle. That could be trouble. Backhanded, and it's going to be misplayed by Brito. It's going to let a run come in to score. Was going to be a really tough play by Brito. He's been fantastic defensively all year. We'll see if they rule that as an error. But a run comes in to score, and the Blue Jays are now down by just one. It's going to be runners on the corners now for Glenn Santiago, the tying run 90 feet away. That's going to get Marty Malloy out of the dugout for the Threshers. That's going to be it for Andrew Walling. They do rule that as an error on Brito. So none of the runs, so that single run, won't be charged to Andrew Walling. And anything after that will not be as well. It'll be charged to him, but not earned. Threshers are going to the bullpen here in this top half of the eighth. Two down, the Blue Jays in striking distance. Runners at the corners, two down. A new left-handed pitcher coming in for the Threshers when we return. We're back here, top half of the eighth. Glenn Santiago will be the batter. Lefty Wesley Moore is going to enter this ballgame as the new pitcher for the Threshers. You know, on for the 16th time, 3-0 record, an 0.79 ERA, 22 and two-thirds innings pitched, and 37 Ks. But he's 2 of 5 in save opportunities, and now this is one. First pitch, that one taken upstairs for a ball, 1-0 to start off Glenn. Santiago 1-for-2 with a walk as well. Up for the fourth time tonight. Lefty comes set, kicks, fires. That one upstairs as well. Blue Jays still have two challenges remaining. They lost their first one. And they've been 3-for-3 since. Clearwater's got none. Tying run 90 feet away in Santiago Espinal. That one in there. big, big moment of this ball game. We saw Moore in game two. He went an inning giving up two runs. Neither were earned. Ground ball left side. That's going to be a fair ball. Throw by Kemp is going to be not in time. An infield single beaten out by Santiago, and we are tied. Finally, in this series, the Blue Jays come back when they've had the opportunity. Glenn Santiago beats out a tough play there at third base for Otto Kemp. And now we're all tied up. The Blue Jays have the potential go-ahead runner on second base. Now Robert Robertes is going to lead, or rather step in. Two down here in this eighth. Runners at first and second. Lefty comes set, kicks, fires. That one taken up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Moore looking towards second. Now he kicks, fires. Ground ball left side. That's going to be picked up by the shortstopper in Cone. He takes it the easy way to second. Gets it to Brito for the force of Santiago. And that's going to end the inning. But the Blue Jays come back. They score two in this eighth inning. They tie it up at 3-3. We'll head to the home half of the eighth. Alex Amalfi coming back out after getting the final out in the seventh inning. We'll be back here at Big Pear Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're all tied up here in the eighth.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to be? Won't you ride with me, ride with me? See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me
whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful, and it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me, see where this thing goes, if it's meant to be.
We're back here in the bottom half of the eighth. Alex Amalfi back out after just taking one pitch to get that final out in the seventh. First pitch to Gabriel Rincones Jr. is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Alex Amalfi in his sixth appearance of the year, third in relief. That one, a chopper up the middle. That's going to be past the glove of Luis Garcia and into center field. A leadoff single now in between first and second is Rincones. Jaden Rudd taking his time getting that ball back in the infield. Now Otto Kemp is going to step in. As we were talking about, when Amalfi first entered this ballgame, had his best appearance of the year last week against Fort Myers at home. He got the win. He went two innings pitched, was perfect in both of those innings, and he struck out five. And now another ball has entered the field. So we're taking a brief pause. Now we're back ready to go. Otto Kemp's going to be the batter. Righty looking in. Kicks, fires. That one upstairs. Good snag there by Deschamps, keeping that from getting to the backstop. Kemp was showing bunt. Rincones over there at first base. He is a threat to steal. He's already got one today. Now the bunny's popped up. Third base side. It's going to fall in foul territory. McCarty and Deshaun both sprinting at it. It fell in between them. It's going to be a 1-1 count. And I talked to Alex after that game, because if you remember, if you listened to that ball game during that appearance for him, he came into that game, his repertoire was fastball, slider, changeup. And it looked like he was taking a lot off his slider at times, and it could have been a new curveball. That one popped up. Back to the screen, it's going to get up and out of play. Again, another bunt attempt by Otto Kemp popped up. And now it's 1-2, so that wipes away the chance for a bunt unless they have the goal to do it again. But he did add in a curveball that he feels really, really good about, and he had some great results last week with it. Now the 1-2, there goes the runner. That one's a cut and a miss. Down on strikes, the throw is going to pop up off of Santiago Espinal. It's getting into right center field. And into third is going to go Rincones. And Donnie's going to come out and try to argue interference. That's exactly what Deshaun's trying to argue as well. They're trying to argue that Otto Kemp interfered with the throw. He cut and missed, and he was leaning over the plate. I'm not sure if contact was made between Kemp and Kemp. But Donnie's out there trying to plead his case. That's a big moment and a big decision for Alex Lowry to make. Donnie's not happy, but he's headed back to the dugout, and it's going to stay as things currently are. So it's going to be a stolen base and an error on Deshaun. Now Chad Castillo will be the batter. Blue Jays infield will be in. Runner on third and one away. Rincones represents the go-ahead run after the Blue Jays just tied things up in the top half of this inning. First pitch taken off the plate outside. The curveball missed. It's 1-0. That one lifted towards center. Going back is Rudd. Rincones is going to take off. The catch by Rudd. Throw to the plate is not going to be in time. It was a great effort by Jaden Rudd. But just too far into the outfield for him to make the play. So it does end up being a huge no call on the interference. It'll be bases empty, two down. Now Jordan Disson, the catcher, will step in. Goes down as a sac fly for Castillo. He gets the RBI. First pitch missed off the plate. 1-0. It's going to go down as an unearned run charged to Alex Amalfi. That went up and in. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Amalfi's seen that get ticked up. And now Disson and Deshaun were having some words at that fastball up and in. Alex Lowry told him to step aside. That one lifted. That's going to be past the diving glove of Garcia into left center field. A two-out single for Jordan Disson. That's going to bring up Jordan Byers, the DH. Not too hard off the bat of Disson, but placed far enough away from Luis Garcia for him to make any play on that ball. It was just out of his reach. He made a good effort on it. First pitch by Amalfi. That one's a ground ball over to Garcia. Off the heel of the glove. He picks it up. Throw to first is not going to be in time. And now Santiago is going to apply a tag on Fires, and they're going to rule him safe that he didn't turn towards first, rather towards second from first. That should go down as an E6. Now Corey Reardon's going to head out of the dugout. Waiting to see the ruling. Corey's out towards the mound. The entire Blue Jays infield minus Luis Garcia and Santiago Espinal. So just the corner infielders will join. It is going to be ruled an E6. Runners on first and second for Clearwater. They've already taken the lead back. Now they've got a chance to extend it with a runner on second base and another on first. Alex Lowry out to break up the meeting. Corey Reardon heading back to the dugout. Now Nick Deschamps going to go back behind the plate. Eric Brito will be the batter. Runners on first and second. Two errors in the inning for the Blue Jays. One of them was on a non-call on an interference of Nick Deschamps by Otto Kemp as he struck out swinging with the runner going. First pitch in the dirt, kept in front by Deschamps. It's 1-0. Ball and no strikes. Amalfi out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. Fouled back to the screen. It's 1-1. Right back with a fastball, 93. We saw his fastball get up as high as 94 last week against Fort Myers. 1-1. The pitch. That one inside. Try to drop that curveball in there. Couldn't get enough break on it. 2-1. Amalfi comes set. 2-1 pitch. That one fouled off. Went right back with the fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Looking ahead at the ninth inning for Dunedin. It's going to be Luis Garcia, Nick Deschamps, and Jaden Rudd. The 8-9-1 hitters all due up. Dunedin's going to need to score. And it'll be up to Alex Amalfi to see how much they're going to have to score. That one lifted towards right. Going back a little bit is Robertus. He settles, and he makes the grab. So the Blue Jays will need one. That run is unearned charge to Alex Amalfi, but should this result hold, he would be hit with an unfortunate loss. It'll be up to Luis Garcia, Nick Deschamps, and Jaden Rudd to make that not the case. Wesley Moore is back out for the ninth to try and finish off what would be a win for him. We'll be back for the ninth here at BayCare Ballpark in Game 5 of this series. The Blue Jays trying to get a win here in Clearwater. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, and we'll be back.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad lead to late nights, sitting alone. Conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use. Or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two. It's true, it's true. My bad. Ooh.
We're back here, top of the ninth. The Blue Jays need a run to keep it going. Wesley Moore back out after getting the final out in that eighth inning. First pitch to Luis Garcia, taken low and inside for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. Blue Jays could desperately use a base runner here in this inning. That one inside as well, now 2-0. That one in there. 2-1 now the count. Garcia cuts and misses at that one. Now 2-2. He's up for the fourth time. 2-2 count now. He's 1-for-3. Singled in his last at bat. Garcia, Deschamps, and Rudd all due up in this half inning to face Wesley Moore. Lefty comes set. Kicks, fires. That one below the zone. Called a ball. Count runs full to Garcia. Clearwater again, out of challenges. The Blue Jays still have two. And the pitch. That one in on the hands. It's a soft liner to first. Castillo took a few steps to his right, but had no issue bringing that one in. So one away here in this ninth inning. Nick Deschamps stepping in. This will be now 4 out of 5 games where the Blue Jays have had the tying run at least to the plate. That one in there. And in 3 out of those 4, they've had the tying run on. Lefty kicks, fires. That one inside. Deschamps backs away from it. And it's 1-1. It's a lefty-lefty matchup, as will be the next one. Nobody warming up in the Clearwater pen. The 1-1 pitch. Now on a foul tip in and out of the mitt of Disson. And now it's 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Deschamps, he's 1-for-3 so far tonight. And the pitch. Foul tip back to the screen off that back foot. He does enough to stay alive. Fouls it off the end of the bat. Deschamps calls time. Now back in the box. Moore comes set. The 1-2 pitch. That one lifted left side up and out of play. He fouls it off. He'll see another. One ball, 2 strikes. And the pitch. Lifted. That's coming back. Does it have the legs to get out of play? Disson, it is. About 3 rows out of play. And Deschamps stays alive. Count still at 1-2. Deschamps steps back in. Moore comes set. 1-2 again. That one inside. This will be the 8th pitch of the at-bat. The 2-2. That one fouled back top of the screen. Stays alive again. And you'll see a 9th. Blue Jays batters these last couple innings have been fighting off a ton, getting very deep into counts and seeing a lot of what the pitcher has to offer. Cut and a miss. The changeup got him to chase, and swing out in front. And now the Blue Jays are down to their final out. First strikeout for Wesley Moore. It's the ninth on the day for Clearwater pitching. Now it's up to Jaden Rudd. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch, that one low and outside. Slider that Rudd spit at. He's one for three. He's reached base his last two times up. A single in the sixth and a walk in the eighth. He came around and scored that second run. That one in there. One ball, one strike. Lefty comes set, kicks, fires. Tried to check his swing, and he fouled it off. Couldn't get the bat out of the way. Now the Blue Jays down to their last strike. Clearwater trying to take the first five games of this series. Blue Jays trying not to lose their sixth consecutive game. The 1-2. That one off the plate outside. Close, close, close. It evens up the count 2-2. Rudd still has two challenges to work with. The pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Rudd. 10th K of the game for the Threshers. And that will end things here in Clearwater. So the Blue Jays are finally able to come back and tie up the game after being down for the whole entire contest. But they can't hold on. As Clearwater scored one in the eighth, an unearned run charged to Alex Amalfi. He's unfortunately going to get hit with a loss. The win is going to go to Wesley Moore. And that's going to be another loss in the books for the Blue Jays. They're now two games below 500. Clearwater improves to 36-13 on the year. Blue Jays fall to 24-26. Final lines. The Blue Jays scored three runs on eight hits. They committed two errors. The Threshers, four runs on nine hits. They committed one error. We are back tomorrow here at Baycare Ballpark. For a Sunday day game, it's going to be a high noon first pitch. We will be live here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Coverage will begin at about 11:45. We appreciate you tuning in tonight, and as always, on behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. We'll see you tomorrow for the wrap-up game of this series. Threshers win 4-3. We'll see you tomorrow.
Pretend that double season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year, I swear, for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard. Back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
If you come undone, painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, you know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my hand.